Hi, this is Lori McKay from the SMB Group, and today I'm talking to Product Marketing Manager Kevin Baker. Kevin manages Protus's My One Voice, which is a virtual phone service designed specifically for small businesses. Hi, Kevin. I'm really happy you're here to tell us about My One Voice. But before we get into what My One Voice does and who it's for, can you tell us a little bit about Protus, the parent company of My One Voice?
Sure. Well, hi, Lori, and thanks for having me. So as you said, Protus is the parent company of My One Voice, and Protus itself is a company that specializes in software as a service, or the term is also referred to as SaaS or cloud computing. So in other words, Protus provides different services all over the Internet, targeted to small business type customers looking for solutions where they're not having to purchase any hardware or anything. Everything is provided to them, you know, service-wise over the Internet. And Protus provides three types of different services. First of all, the first service and the original service to Protus is MyFax, which is an Internet faxing service. Secondly, My One Voice, which we're going to talk about in the next few minutes. The virtual phone service that we're going to talk about, and thirdly, Campaigner, which is a software as a service email marketing solution. So any small business looking for the ability to market to their customers through email, we offer a solution for them for that. Protus has been around since about 1997. We're closing in on 500,000 customers combined with all the three services that I just mentioned. Targeting, as I've mentioned a couple times already, the small, medium-sized business market, and we're leaders in certain key industries and certain key verticals like the finance, the insurance, the real estate, markets, like that. Lastly, okay. I guess the thing that I would add is where we're located. We're in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and I think I mentioned already we've been in business since 1997.
Well, I think our listeners might have been able to guess the location by your accent.
By my accent, yes.
So, yeah. Well, that's a great introduction and an overview to Protus. Now, can you just tell us a little bit about My One Voice? What, for our listeners who don't know, what is a virtual phone service and what does it do?
So it is just that. It's a virtual phone service, meaning that it's a service that works with the existing phones that you already own. So that's what's key to that, is you don't need to purchase any additional phone equipment or any additional phones. It works with your cell phone or your home phone, or even if you have a VoIP line or that. So that's the first and most important thing. And then secondly, what it does is it provides different features all related to giving your business an advantage or making it look more professional. So it has features like a virtual receptionist or an auto attendant that answers the call, greets the caller with a welcome type message and directs the caller to choose from, an option, whether it's one for sales or, press two for Lori or three for the billing department or something like that. So it's all about making the business look bigger, being more efficient. And then we include things like a local or a toll-free number, so it gives your business one specific number for, that your customers can reach at, rather than having to call Lori in one city and Kevin in another city. Everybody is reachable from that one common number.
So it sounds like it would be a great solution for a virtual business in particular, where you maybe have a handful of people that, maybe work out of their homes or scattered in a couple of different locations or typically on the road, a way to kind of unify the company's phone system without having to actually go out and buy a phone system.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone who works, regionally in different cities or different parts of town, everybody's got their own cell phone now, or everyone's working from their home with,
right,
with their own landline coming in. So My One Voice does exactly what you mentioned. It unifies that business with the one phone number, and everybody is able to be, to be reached by the caller pressing the number that they want for the person or the department that they're looking for. So it just makes it easy, to control, where calls are going to, and it makes your business look bigger, because if you have five people in your business and everyone's got their own phone numbers, who do I call today? Am I calling, Lori in Chicago and Kevin in Ottawa, or Kevin's away on holidays, then how do I reach Kevin and I don't know Lori's number? So all of a sudden you've got a unified phone service or phone system, if you will, that works with your phones, and it just makes, your business that much more, efficient,
right,
and run that much more better.
which really does solve a key problem for a lot of small businesses.
Definitely.
Are there other areas that you can tell us about where it would help as well?
Absolutely. I mean, you touched on it briefly, but mobility is a big thing. So if you are a person that travels a lot, you know, whether city to city, or even if you're a person like a real estate agent maybe that works, you know, part days in their home, part days in the office, and a big part of their day is maybe showing homes and that, and they're out and about, and, you know, they can be reached, you know, no matter where they are. So the person who's trying to get a hold of them doesn't need to know that they're not in the office. You know, it's completely seamless to the caller, whether that, you know, whether the person they're reaching is sitting in the office showing a home, for example, or is on holidays and, you know, is on the beach today. The point is the business is still open. The owner of the business can still take that call wherever he or she wants, and with the ultimate goal of, you know, serving that caller or serving that customer or that. So that would be one of the key things that I really, you know, we focus on is the geography and the mobility side of things. Time management is a big thing with small businesses. You know, you're a one or two or five person company and you're wearing many hats. You're doing tons of different, you know, things, and you're working, you know, huge hours. Well, My One Voice helps you manage the time. You know, helps you control your life a little bit better with things like the ability to schedule, for example, when My One Voice will go directly to voicemail as opposed to when it will ring your phones. So if it's Friday night and it's 6 o'clock at night and you want to just shut down for the day, well, you can set My One Voice on a permanent basis to go directly to your voicemail, for example. So time management is a big thing. Cost effective, you know, you're getting a full solution, a full service phone system without having to buy a phone server type system, or what's called in the phone world a PBX type system. So you're getting all the bells and whistles basically for a very inexpensive pay-as-you-go type service.
What are we talking about in terms of pricing for My One Voice? I mean, a PBX system can, you know, run into the thousands of dollars.
So exactly. A PBX system, I mean, it's not just the cost of buying the PBX system. It's managing and maintaining it and adding or subtracting employees as, you know, as they come and go and that. And a service like My One Voice, it's, you know, it's as inexpensive as $10 a month. And as I said, it's pay as you go. So there are other packages depending on how many minutes that you think you need on a monthly basis. So if you want a $10 package, for example, that includes 150 minutes. And we can go up the line to $20 for 500 minutes and $30. And there's larger packages, all, you know, targeted, you know, to work within the, you know, within what you would expect.
How are those minutes calculated? Which minutes are kind of allocated to the My One Voice minutes?
So everything works on a per second basis, first of all, even though we refer, you know, commonly to on a per minute basis, everything is charged on a per second basis. So if I became a new customer today, and I subscribe, for example, to the first package I mentioned, which is the $10 package for 150 minutes, so any calls that come in to me, you know, the caller would hear my greeting, the auto attendant greeting, then they'd press 1 for me. And they'd reach me. My One Voice would attempt to reach me at my cell phone or my home phone. My One Voice is tracking, you know, the seconds that are used in the call for the amount of time that it takes to reach me and that it takes to, you know, that I'm in a conversation. So if I'm in a 2 or 3, you know, minute conversation, that's taking 2 or 3 minutes out of the different minutes packages that we have available. And that's why we have different minute plans. So a customer, you know, might traditionally start out with, you know, the very inexpensive model, 150 minutes until they sort of get their feet wet, until maybe they figure out exactly how many minutes they think they're going to need on a monthly basis. And then, you know, maybe they end up in the 1,000 minutes package and that works fine with them. And it's sort of a predictable cost model where, you know, if they were to purchase 1,000 minutes, you know, on a monthly basis, they know, you know, that they're going to pay the $30 per month, to get, you know, all the features and all the benefits related to this phone service.
Okay, and is that $10 per month or $30 per month or whatever a per user or a per small business charge?
It's a per small business charge. So if whether you have one person on your account or 5 or 10 people, it's still that one price per month. And the minutes that I talked about, the minutes are shared per user. So if I start up a business today and add 2 different employees, everybody shares that same pool of minutes.
Okay. Okay. And what, you know, what's the typical size of a My One Voice customer? How many employees did, what's the range?
Yeah, no, good question. We typically see our average customer, you know, usually in the 1 to 10 range, but they can go up to, you know, the 1 to 29 customer range is where we would target. So we're targeting the smallish type business.
For that.
Yeah. And the example you gave earlier about a home type business is a perfect example.
Right. Now, Kevin, I forget, you may have mentioned it when you first introduced My One Voice, but can you tell us how long it's been available and what you're seeing out there in terms of market demand?
Yeah, no, for sure. My One Voice has been around for just going into its third year now, and market demand is growing strong, certainly as our other two sister companies that we mentioned, Campaigner and MyFax, continue to grow in this emerging space known as software as a service or cloud computing. My One Voice is growing with it as well. So demand is absolutely growing, you know, a lot having to do, you know, just with the need for so many businesses, you know, small businesses starting up, you know, especially with the economy and the recession and that, and there's a lot of people going into business themselves looking for all the, you know, the features that a traditional business might normally have but not willing to pay, you know, the expensive cost for things like a PBX system that he said. So as the whole, you know, the whole base of, you know, of small businesses continues to grow, My One Voice is growing very well with that.
Okay. Now, and who do you mainly compete with in this market with this kind of service? Are there others that have similar products or solutions out there?
Absolutely. There's lots of different players in the market. Some of the companies, you know, that we directly compete with, you know, just a couple off the top of my head, one is RingCentral, and another one is eVoice. So those are two key competitors. Google Voice is often referred, you know, or referenced as a competitor.
Right.
But we don't really consider them a specific competitor to us because they're more of a consumer phone service, you know, where you get, you know, you get the phone number, you don't have that auto attendant type greeting that we talked about, and you don't have extensions available to you for your different employees. And that's what's key to My One Voice for a business person wanting to add extension users or people to work with it is, you know, is your company can grow, it can continue to, you know, to get bigger or get smaller, and, you know, you just add extensions or subtract extensions as your needs come and go, sort of thing.
Okay, got it. So what about anything new in the pipeline, anything that's kind of waiting in the wings in terms of new capabilities or features that you might be planning, or even areas where, you know, your current users are saying, gee, it would be great if we had this or that you might even just be thinking about?
Absolutely. We have My One Voice. We launch probably twice a year a new enhancement release where we're adding new features, adding new enhancements, and one of our key things to enhancements is just to make the product or improve the product from a usability perspective. We're constantly, you know, looking at ways to do things differently and to do things better. So that's one thing, is just the continual improvement in general. But specific key things, you know, exciting things that I'm excited that are coming out very soon, we have apps coming out very soon in the fall for both the BlackBerry and the iPhone. So you'll be able to, you know, send and receive and make calls using My One Voice as well, you know, using an iPhone or a BlackBerry app. So that's a pretty exciting feature and one that's, you know, been highly requested from our customers.
Sure, you think you might add the Android to that as well at some point?
The Android won't be coming out in the fall, but Android is definitely on our schedule to come out as well.
Okay,
an app for that as well. And that's one exciting new feature that we're adding. The other one that we're adding later in the fall is voicemail transcription. So right now with My One Voice, if someone leaves you a voicemail, you're sent that voicemail as a WAV file or a sound file, if you will, and it's emailed to you. So you can be anywhere in the world and get your voicemail, you know, in your email. So whether you're at a desk somewhere else with a computer and internet access, or whether you have an iPhone or a BlackBerry, as long as you have email access, you get your voicemail sent to you right now. And that works now, and it works very well, but we're adding or we're enhancing that feature whereby we're adding the ability to have the voicemails transcribed for you. So you could be in a meeting, for example, and get an email or get a text message with the transcription of the voicemail that someone just left for you, and you can read the email to determine if, you know, it's worthy of leaving that meeting or something like that. So we're pretty excited about that new feature.
Yeah, that's a great feature too when, you know people are leaving you these long-winded voicemails.
Yep. You get a gist of what, you know, what
exactly.
The voicemail was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, and where what's the website URL? Where can customers go to learn a little bit more about this? We'll put it on our website.
Sure, that would be great. It's www.myonevoice.com, and My One Voice is M-Y with the number one and voice, V-O-I-C-E.com.
Okay, Kevin, that's great. Thanks so much for your time today and for joining us here to share the My One Voice story with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you. I appreciate your time.